Good morning, friends. It's great to be back with you again.
早上好，朋友们，很高兴再次回来跟大家在一起。
I've been working on my Cantonese.
他在学习说广东话。
And I had this big long sentence.
他有一句很长的话。
And then I realized my pronunciation was more like Mandarin all over the place.
然后他意识到他的那个发音更像普通话。
So I've decided that I'll try that next time.
所以他决定下一次再尝试了。
And I'll let Gemma do all the talking.
然后让我多说一点。
Well, let us open in prayer.
那我们用祷告来开始。
Lord, we thank you for the privilege of gathering together.
感谢主，让我们有如此殊荣，可以在这里聚集。
Lord, we thank you that we can gather freely, whilst many of God's people around the world cannot gather as we do.
我们很感恩，我们可以自由的聚集在一起，当世界上还有很多地方的信徒没有办法自由的聚会。
We pray that you would bless them and you would be with them in power and in glory, and in your Holy Spirit would move in their services.
我们也祈求你与他们，此刻也与他们同在，祝福他们，也求你的圣灵与你荣耀的圣灵与他们同在。
Lord, fill them with courage.
让你的鼓励充满他们。
Lord, and fill us with courage today as we come around your word. Be with us in power, be with us in glory and in blessing. In Jesus' name, Amen.
主啊，也用你的话语鼓励我们，你的恩典，你的荣耀也与我们同在，祝福我们以下的时间，奉主耶稣基督的名求， Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you, Gemma. You're going to read John 8:1-11 for us.
我用国语给大家读出约翰福音八章一到十一节。于是却耶稣却到橄榄山去。清早他又回到圣殿里，众百姓都到他那里去，他就坐下教导他们。文士和法利赛人带着一个犯奸淫时被捉的女人来，叫她站在当中，然后对耶稣说：老师，这女人是正在犯奸淫的时候被捉到的。摩西在律法书上命令我们把这样的女人用石头打死，那么你怎么说呢？他们说这话是要试探耶稣，要抓到控告他的把柄。耶稣却弯下腰用指头在地上写字，他们还是不住地问他，耶稣就直起腰来对他们说：你们中间谁没有罪，谁就先拿石头打他。于是他又弯着腰用指头在地上写字。他们听见这话，从老的开始一个一个都走开了，只剩下耶稣一人和那仍然站在中间的女人。耶稣就直起腰来对他说：妇人，那些人在哪里呢？没有任何人定你的罪吗？他说：主啊，没有。耶稣说：我也不定你的罪，去吧，从今以后不要再犯罪了。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, this is a very interesting passage because John 8:1-11 doesn't appear in some of the old manuscripts.
这是一段很有意思的经文，因为在约翰福音里面，其他的福音书没有说到这一段的经文，并没有很多的说到。
And when I went to Bible college, there were many commentaries that didn't actually have this. It skipped it.
当他去读神学的时候，也有很多的解经书也没有很深入的说到这个。
But it's actually one of the most powerful stories in the history of the early church.
这实际上是一个很有能力的一个故事，在教会历史上。
This is one of only a few stories in the entire Jesus narrative that brings such liberty to women.
这实际上是在那个年代，耶稣的在世上的时候，一个将如此大的一个自由权利赋予女性的一个故事。
Well, I hope and pray that this poem I'm about to read sets the stage for us.
我希望这个故事也可以重新的来定义。
That was much shorter than the English version. Can you do that with all of us?
他说我说的比他的英文短很多。
This is why I want to learn your language. See, so I can preach much quicker, shorter sermons.
他说这就是为什么他想学我们的语言，他可以更快的去讲道。
English is an annoying language.
英文是很烦人的语言。
Okay, I was wrenched from a bed that was not my own.
Say it again.
Just the poem.
Oh, 他给大家读一首诗。
It's okay.
他会给大家读出来。我尝试给大家翻译。
Into the sunlight they dragged me, hands yanking at my long hair.
在日出的时候，他们来抓到我，手去抓住我的长头发。
My jaw set.I silently vowed not to cry, just to take it.
我咬紧了牙关，努力不去喊叫。
I'm a woman after all. Maybe I deserve it.
我是一个女人，我是终究是一个女人，也许我配得这样的待遇。
I decided to stay unashamed in front of my neighbors.
我决定就这样子无羞愧的去站在我的邻居面前。
Then I saw my mother, my sister.
然后我见到了我的母亲，我的姐妹们。
They were standing in front of me.
他们也站在我的面前。
The Pharisees threw me to the ground and gave me a swift kick to my side.
法利赛人将我推倒在地上，并且很快地踢了我一脚，在我的侧面。
This was gentle compared to what I knew was coming.
比我想象的要轻。
Then a woman, eyes with icy detest, she spat in my face.
有一个女人用很冷酷的一个目光看着我，并朝我的脸上吐口水。
So this woman has been caught, she shrieked.
他们说这个女的被抓了，在通奸的时候被抓到。
But I refuse to let them give in. I refuse to give in to their satisfaction.
但是我拒绝去满足他们想要达到的目的。
I wouldn't close my eyes during this assault. I couldn't.
我不愿意，我也不可以闭上我的眼睛。
Jesus, they shouted, we caught her sleeping with a man that is not her husband.
耶稣，他们大喊道，我们在这个女人行淫时把她抓住了。
Come on, Jesus, you know what to do.
来吧，耶稣，你知道要做什么。
Everybody was there, the little children, the rabbis, the mothers.
当时所有的人都在那里，法利赛人、教师，还有孩子、老年人。
They were all feeling the ground for smooth stones.
他们都在附近围绕着，很安静的等待。
I bowed my head slightly as fingers trembled over prune-colored lips.
我低下我的头，手指穿过我身上的，触摸我身上的一些新的、旧的一些，淤青、一些伤痕。
I already had bruises on my face, on my chest.
我的脸上，我的胸口已经有很多的一些淤青。
Then I saw Jesus' feet standing by me.
然后我就看到了耶稣的双脚正站在我的面前。
I squinted into the sunlight and my eyes met his.
我透过阳光光线抬起头看到了他的眼与他的双目注视。
He only said a few words.
他只说了简短的几句话。
If you are without sin, please cast the first stone.
如果你们当中有人没有罪的，可以扔第一块石头。
I bit my lip, and waited and watched, squinting into the sunrise.
我咬紧双唇，然后等待，紧张的等待，斜眼看在这个阳光里面。
Well, I'm sure we have many questions about this passage.
我相信我们对这一段经文有很多的疑问。
Where was the man? Well, what did Jesus write on the ground? And who really was this woman?
这个通奸的这个男的在哪里？还有耶稣在地上写什么字呢？
Was she really caught in adultery, or was she only accused of it?
她是真的是在行淫时被抓吗？还是说她只是被控告去犯了奸淫？
There is a long history in the Catholic Church and Orthodox Church that says that this lady was actually Mary of Bethany.
在天主教和犹太人的教会历史里面，有很多的人认为这一个妇女，这个行淫时被抓的妇女，就是那个马大拉的玛利亚，或者是伯大尼的玛利亚，是同一个人。
Well, there were actually about four Marys. It was a very common name. There's Jesus' mother and Mary Magdalene. It could have been Mary Magdalene.
有圣经上有说提到四个玛丽，玛利亚有耶稣的母亲，还有这个。伯大尼的，抹大拉的玛利亚。
But the laws of Jesus' day were terrible. A woman could be thrown out of her husband's home for not cooking him the right meal.
在耶稣的时代，妇女的处境非常的卑微，她们可能只是因为做饭做的不好吃，没有煮对，然后就被丈夫给踢赶出家门。
So you.Might have been cooking him bok choy, and he wanted steak, and
可能只是给他煮了一个白菜，然后他想要的是牛排。
I mean, who'd rather steak over bok choy? I think they're mad, but anyway.
谁在意这些呢？但是无论如何。
But the reality is that most women of this day did not choose prostitution.
现实就是在那个年代的女的，她们大部分都不选择去做妓女去卖淫。
And around the world today, most women in prostitution do not choose it.
即便是在当今的社会，世界上很多地方的去做妓女的人，她们也并不选择，她们并不想要去做。
I, in my line of work, traveling around the world, I meet women all the time who've come to Christ as a result of crisis.And many of them have fallen into prostitution.
Simon, 在他就是旅行环游世界去宣教工作的时候，也是遇到了很多就是最后来到了主，接受了主的妇女，她们也是曾经是经历过。
But many of them don't choose it. In Malaysia, I met a young woman who was only probably about 19. She had been a prostitute since she was 8.
在马来西亚，她遇到了一个只有19岁的女孩，然后她八岁的时候就已经成为了一个妓女。
她
们很多并不是自己选择的。
Her own mother threw her out onto the streets because they wanted a boy, not a girl.
就因为她的母亲把她扔到街上，因为他们想要一个儿子，不是一个女儿。
And she said to me, in our country, when I was young,prostitution was about the best paying job for a woman. It was just natural.To fall into that.
在他的国家，在他年轻的时候，这个做娼妓这个工作就是一个女人最容易、最快挣钱的一个方式，很多人就不自觉的就去做了。
And we might think, well, this is shocking, but for example, in the West, it was only about 200 years ago where things were very different for women.
这很震惊，虽然只是在200多年前的西方世界里面。跟现在的对比也是有很大的区别，跟现在是很不一样。
Even in England, which is where my ancestry comes from, if you didn't have a son as an heir, you couldn't actually keep your land. It could be easily taken from you.
哪怕就是在英格兰，就是三本来自的国家，以前他的父母那个年代，就是如果没有生孩子作为一个产业的话。那可能就会很容易就被驱逐出家门。
So if you didn't come from an aristocratic class, and most people didn't, As a woman, and if you only had daughters, it didn't matter how wealthy you were, you could have another person, a serf or a landlord, take your land from you and you couldn't do anything about it.
除非你是生在一个贵族的家庭里面，哪怕你很有钱，然后你作为一个女性，如果没有儿子，然后你将来也有可能你的产业，你的土地也有可能被拿走，被掠夺走。
And so for much of the history of the world, the plight of women, and it's still today in many countries, is extremely difficult.
所以在世界各地，包括当今的社会里面，妇女的地位和权利还是的处境还是非常艰难的。
And Jesus came to change all that.
耶稣来就是要为了改变这一切。
And so much has changed since then. You know, my wife Alison can't be with us today, so she says sorry, but next time.
今天改变，世界也改变了很多啊！今天 Simon 的太太 Alison 又不能来，她也很抱歉，她希望下次可以来到这里。
But when I first met Alison, she actually had more money than I did.
当她初次见到 Alison 的时候，她的妻子比她更有钱。
Yeah, and she even had a mower. She had a lawn mower.
她甚至还有一个除草机。
I mean, what women bring lawnmowers into a marriage?
有哪个女人会带着除草机啊进入一段婚姻作为嫁妆？
So I thought, because I'm not very handy, I mean, even today, Alison does all the DIY at home. I just do all the lifting.
Simon 说他不是一个特别能干动手能力特别强的人啊，哪怕是今天，他只能帮忙提下干一下重活。
Yeah, and so I'm like, wow, this is cool. This is good. Until she told me, well, actually, no, I bought the lawnmower. You're going to do all the lawns.
她一开始觉得很好，她带了一个除草机来，但是直到她告诉她，Simon 要去做这一些除草的工作的时候。
But there have been times when I've been traveling, she's done the lawn, and she did a better job than I did anyway, so.
但有的时候，当她出差在外的时候，她妻子也会去除草，然后会做一个更好的。比他处得更好。
But in all of Jesus' ministry, he was always including women. If we go back in John to John 4, just five or six chapters earlier, we have a beautiful story, very similar.
在耶稣的整一个宣教的事工里面，我们看到他经常会把女人会非常接纳包容女人进来，包括在约翰福音第四章里面。
In John 4, we have a beautiful verse. I think it's one of the most powerful verses in the Bible, John 4:4.
在约翰福音四章里面有一段非常美丽的经文，非常有能力的经文，在第四章第四节。
It said that Jesus had to go to Samaria.
耶稣决定要去撒玛利亚。
Why did Jesus make this massive diversion in his trip? It was a long way, and it was dangerous to travel to Samaria.
为什么耶稣要专门绕道跑那么远的路到撒玛利亚呢？那里很曲折，也很危险。
Because there was a woman there who was as much as a prostitute as this woman, if she indeed was. She'd had seven husbands. She was another woman living a promiscuous lifestyle. Why did Jesus have an interest in her?
那里有一个妇女，她跟这个女的处境非常相似，她可能也是一个妓女，她有 也有一个很混乱的一个私生活，她有七个丈夫。为什么耶稣要专门跑到那里去呢？
Because she was hungry and thirsty for forgiveness.
因为她知道这个女的很需要被原谅。
And I took this picture from an episode of The Chosen. Who's seen some of The Chosen?
这一个图画是从有一部连续剧叫《被拣选的》一部电视剧里面截图下来的，有没有人看过？
And I just I love the expression on her face.
她很喜欢她这个女人脸上的这个表情。
When Jesus says to her that I am He, I'm the one, I'm the Messiah that you've always longed for.
当耶稣对他说：“我就是那一位，我就是弥赛亚”的时候
，And she's what? Even I can be forgiven? Like me, filthy me, my life could not be any worse, even I can be forgiven?
他就问，连我这样的人也可以被原谅吗？连我这样子毫无价值的人也可以被原谅吗？
And once again, this story, as well as the next one we're reading today, fulfills Jesus' calling from Luke 1.
再次这一段经文，这一个故事跟我们今天读的故事都很相似，就是去印证了在路加福音第一章里面所说的。
I came to bind up the brokenhearted, to set the prisoners free, and to release those who are burdened by the world.
耶稣来就是要为了使那些被囚的人得释放，使那些瞎眼的得看见，然后有病的得医治。
Why is Jesus so concerned with the least of these in society? And in this culture, it was women were often considered the poor.
为什么耶稣要这么关心、爱护这些女性呢？在这个那个年代，是女人是非常贫穷、地位很低的。
Why did Jesus hang out with prostitutes and sinners?
为什么耶稣要不断的跟这些罪人、这些妓女在一起呢？
Because they are often the most open to the message of forgiveness and love.
因为他们通常都是最开放他们的心去接受救恩和神的爱的人。
Why was Jesus so concerned for this woman? Because in her day, you could be stoned to death for things that would absolutely shock us.
为什么耶稣要这么去关心这个妇女呢？因为在那个年代，因为他所做的是完全有理由去被石头打死，去被定罪的。
A woman could be stoned to death on the witnesses of two people, and those two people would usually be men because women had no voice.
一个女人可以被石头打死，只要有两个男人去见证，因为那个时候女人是没有任何的发言权。
Now, sometimes women did have a voice, but you needed more than two women to actually have any credibility when it came to a legal case.
那个时候女人的发言权很低微，微不足道，通常是需要有更多的女人一起去才可以来到这个法律面前，才可以增加这个可信度。
Maybe we should call this, rather than a woman caught in adultery, maybe we call it men caught in hypocrisy.
我们与其说是这个女的在犯奸淫，不如说是这些男人在假冒伪善。
I mean, who witnesses adultery anyway? I mean, there weren't any hidden cameras, nobody had iPhones. It's just a strange story, a strange accusation.
这个指控读起来让人很不可以理解，因为在那个年代，并是谁见证了，是谁看到了这一个通奸呢？是那时候也没有隐藏的摄像机啊等等的这些设备。
Some scholars say that this may have been a prostitution ring, and that the Pharisees were involved in this.
有的学者认为这个可能是一个这个女的只是一个妓女，然后。甚至法利赛人有在当中去参与。
No equality, no justice, one woman, all alone.
没有任何的公平性、公正，只有一个女的孤单的被审判。
What I find interesting about this is the background to why Jesus perhaps had such an interest in this case.
我觉得很有趣的一点就是我想要知道为什么耶稣会对这一件事情这么感兴趣。
You might think, well, what does Jesus know about adultery? He didn't marry anybody. Well, you know, some conspiracy theories think he was married and had wives later on, but we know that's not true.
耶稣为什么会对这个行淫就是会那么关注，耶稣他也没有结婚，虽然有的说法是耶稣有结婚，但是当然我们认为这个是不正确的。
But Jesus was God in the flesh, and in his pre-incarnate state, he was God in the Old Testament.
耶稣就是神成为人，道成肉身。
Jesus had first-hand experience as being the wounded husband. So many times in the Old Testament, he grieves over his bride Israel.
耶稣就是一个很好的一个受伤的丈夫的一个例子，就是我们从旧约可以看到，以色列人多这么多次的去就是得罪神，去让神伤心，因为他们拜偶像。
So many times in the Old Testament, in Hosea especially, the writers heap up this imagery of God's heart being broken for his adulterous wife who continues to break his heart by running after other gods.
在旧约，特别是在何西阿书里面，作者用比喻修辞的手法去不断的去说，就是犹太人以色列人神的子民作为神的心腹，他是怎么样去伤神的心，很多次的因为他们拜追求虚假的偶像，去拜假神而去伤透了神的心。
But even though she is an adulterous wife, Israel, God continues to promise that he will love her and that he will forgive her and that he will embrace her once again one day.
哪怕以色列人就像一个行淫的妇女一样，但是神依然是无条件的去完全的去不断的包容，去原谅，去爱他们，完全的去再次接纳他们。
But the Pharisees of this day, some of whom could have even been involved in this prostitution ring, they were representations. They were represented the most adulterous of all nations.
那这些法利赛人，他们可能甚至有的人，他们自己也在这个淫乱，就是也有参与这些淫乱的事情，但是他们却还是这么伪善的去，就是在代表神的时候，他们其实，在代表神的领袖的时候，他们其实是非常的虚伪、假冒伪善。As
one scholar says, and I'll read it, this woman's sins were nowhere in comparison to the harlotry of Israel, caught in bed with other nations and now with Rome.
有一个学者曾经这么说过，就是以色列人所行的奸淫，就是他们跟拜偶像所行的奸淫是没有办法跟其他的这些奸淫去比较的，因为他们的这个更大，甚至他们是在行淫时，包括跟其他的国家，包括罗马政府他们所做的这些事情。Israel's
leaders had continually compromised the spirituality and the culture of Israel to fit in with other nations, and now Rome.
以色列的领袖他们在不断的去妥协，跟去追随其他国家的一些文化、一些宗教。The
Jewish leaders should have recognized who Jesus was and got on their knees and confessed their sins before God, but they refused.
这些以色列的领袖，他们本应该去认识到耶稣是谁，然后去认识到自己的罪，屈膝来祈求神的原谅。In
the next part of this chapter, which we won't read, it becomes clearer. I encourage you to read it at some point.
在接下来这一段经文后面，我们今天不会读，但是我鼓励大家回去读一下，这个经文会让这件事情变得更加明朗。
But Jesus explains why they didn't seek God in humility and brokenness.
耶稣也解释了这些人为什么不去寻求他，在他们不去谦卑的去破碎的去寻求耶稣。
Well, what did Jesus write on the ground? Everybody wants to know that one.
很多人都想知道耶稣在地上写了什么。
This is one interpretation that I'm about to give you.
这只是其中的一个解释，我会跟大家告诉大家。We
believe that Jesus is fulfilling a prophecy from Jeremiah 17, because in John 7, he cries out in a loud voice.
因为在约翰福音7章里面，他很大声的说出来，所以我们相信是在耶稣在这里也是在实现那个在耶利米书7章17章里面所预言的一些事情。
Jeremiah 17:13 says, Let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scriptures said, rivers of living water will flow from within them.
我给大家读耶利米书17:13，耶和华以色列的盼望啊，凡离弃你的必致蒙羞。耶和华说，离开我的，他们的名字必写在土里，因他们离弃我这活水的泉源。
Sorry, this is Jeremiah 17:13, what I'm about to quote now. O Lord, the hope of Israel, all who abandon you will be put to shame, all who turn away from you, their names will be written in the dust.
刚才他一开始读的是约翰福音七章，然后后来读的才是耶利米书。我给大家读出约翰福音七章，就是人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝，信我的人，就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。
But the tribes and the Pharisees, sorry, the scribes and the Pharisees rejected Jesus, the hope of living water.
但是这些法利赛人却如此的去拒绝耶稣，他即便他是这个活水的江河。
And so their names were written in the dust.
所以他们的名字就会被记录在土里。
So for Jesus, there's a much bigger issue here. Whatever this woman did or didn't do isn't the biggest problem facing Israel.
所以耶稣在这里想要表达的也是，不论这个女人做了或者没做什么，并不是现在以色列人他们所要面临的最大的问题。
And so the Pharisees are thinking, we've got Jesus, finally we've got him, we've got him.
这些法利赛人在想，我们终于抓到耶稣的把柄了，我们终于抓到了。
And in the history of the Old Testament, prophecies about the Messiah was that he would be full of mercy, but also justice.
在旧约里面的对有关弥赛亚的预言，他有说到，就是这位弥赛亚是同时会拥有这个正义和怜悯的这个秉性。
And so far, all the people had seen his miracles and his compassion and his mercy, and they were following him and they loved him for his mercy.
到目前为止，所有的人都看到了耶稣的这些可以行的各样神迹奇事，包括他的医治、他的怜悯、他对人的爱。
And Jesus has got a big problem because the Mosaic law said the woman should be stoned.
现在耶稣遇到了一个难题，因为根据摩西律法就是规定这样的女人是要被石头打死。
So if Jesus agrees with the Pharisees and says, okay, yeah, that's what the law says, stone her, he would be accused by the people of being unmerciful.
所以如果耶稣一旦对他们说同意他们根据摩西的律法去办这件事情的时候，用石头打死这个妇女的时候，那他们就会认为耶稣是一个完全没有怜悯恩典的人。
And people would stop following him because the prophecies of the Messiah was that he would be merciful.
然后人们也会停止去跟随他，因为对弥赛亚的预言是这位弥赛亚是蛮有恩典怜悯的。
But if then Jesus says, okay, we'll let her get away with it, he'd be breaking the Mosaic law, and then he could be accused of being a Messiah lacking justice.
如果耶稣反过来说 OK, 那就让他走吧，就不用去遵守这个摩西的律法的话，那这些人又可以说耶稣是一个没有正义公正的人。
And he'd lose his credibility with everybody.
那他就失去了他在众人面前的这个可信度。
But he does neither. He says, let the one without sin cast the first stone.
但是这两者他都没有做，而是说让没有罪的人开始扔第一块石头吧。
Jesus brings everybody down to the same level, the same ground we're all standing on, we've all sinned.We've all been caught, and we have no way out.
他把所有的人都带到了一个平面，一个层面。我们都一样，我们都犯罪了，我们都得罪神，我们都一样是在罪里被定罪的。我们没有出路。
I know of a pastor who had on his bookshelf a stone, and written on it is a line, the first stone.
Simon 认识一位牧师，他的办公室书桌上有一块大石头，上面写着第一块石头。
And I asked him why. What's this?
他问他这个是什么？为什么呢？
He said that the first stone should have been thrown at me because.I'm just as guilty as that woman.
他说这第一块石头就应该扔向我，因为我就像那个女人一样，我是有罪的，是有愧于神的。
Because I've committed spiritual adultery, and that's just as bad.
我行了灵里的淫乱，这个比那个更可怕。
And as I've thought through this,
当我思考这个问题的时候。
We're all like that woman, are we not?
我们都像那个妇女一样。
There was a time when each one of us were lying in the dust, clutching at our nakedness before God, exposed, guilty. We had the cosmic accuser Satan ready to keep throwing stones.
我们都像这一位妇人一样躺在地上赤身露体的就是蜷缩在想要隐藏自己的一些丑陋面然后等待着撒旦这一个控诉者去控告我们的罪
Each one of us was caught in sin with no way out
我们每一个人都被罪捆绑无处可逃
And then Jesus stepped betweenUs and our cosmic accuser Satan.
然后耶稣就站在了我们和撒旦这一个终极的控告者当中。
This story is a vivid image of what Jesus would do at the cross.
这一个故事就是一个很鲜明的一个图画，一个描述，来告诉我们耶稣将在十字架上所做的。
Where he would step between us.
他就是站在了我们。
In our brokenness, our nakedness, and our sin.
他站在了我们的软弱，我们的罪，我们的破碎当中。
And ensure that we received mercy.
最后让我们得到了这一个怜悯。
Friends, it's so much easier to live.In judgment than to live in grace.
活在审判当中要比活在恩典当中更容易。
Maybe this woman was a prostitute. It's probably likely that she was, but was this her choice?
那个女人可能不是一个妓女，她可能可以做她想做的事情，这是她的选择吗？
We're very judgmental by nature, are we not? As part of the human condition.
我们作为人是很自然的，喜欢去定罪，喜欢去论断审判。
It's very easy to point the finger and to throw stones at each other.
我们很自然的就想要去执起我们的手指，去拿起石头去扔别人。
I'm not saying that we pick up rocks.
我不是说我捡起真的石头。
But we throw accusations, verbal, emotional, and mental stones at each other.
但是我们可能会有一些控告，或者是思想、行为，或者是情绪上的一些对别人的指控。
And sometimes we do that. In fact, often we do that because we think, "Hey, look, you're not as good as me."
很多时候我们都会这么做，我们会说：“看你并不像没有我这么好。”
Or you're just, you've got a real problem.
或者说，看了你有一个很严重的问题。
Jesus is saying that we all have problems, and he came to solve it.
耶稣说的是我们都有问题，他来就是要帮我们解决问题。
We're all guilty, all caught in sin, with no way out except the love and mercy of Jesus.
我们都有愧，我们都有罪，我们都被定罪，并且没有出路，除非是靠着主耶稣的怜悯和恩典。
My final challenge today from this passage really is this statement.
我最后给大家的挑战就是这一个声明，这一段话。
For all of us, including me, it's a challenge because it's hypocritical of us to accept the grace of God and not offer it to others.
这是一个很大的挑战，对于我还有对大家来说都是，因为我们如果接受了神的恩典，不去行的话，不去把它去施予别人的话，我们就是假冒伪善的人。
What gives you the most joy?
什么让你有最多的喜乐呢？
Your partner, your children, your grandchildren, your family.
可能是你的配偶、你的孩子、你的孙子、你的家庭。
That the place that Jesus calls us to is this place here where our deep gladness and the world's deep hunger meet.
但是这个地方就是神呼召你去的这个地方，才是你真正的你最内心深处最大的喜乐和世界最需要最饥渴的地方相遇的一个地方。
I'm sure that this coming week there is somebody who is a little like that woman. They may not be a prostitute, but they may be feeling completely and totally crushed by culture and by their situation.
我相信在接下来的这一周，你可能会遇到一个人，就像这个女人一样，她可能不是一个妓女，但是在她的处境当中，她遭遇了很一个完全的一个破碎或者是一个挑战。
And if they're not a Christian, you can be guaranteed that they're caught in sin with no way out.
如果他们不是一个基督徒，你可以，你就可以知道肯定他是被罪捆绑，他没有出路。
So just as we close, here's some strategies, some ideas of how you could follow Jesus into some of these difficult places.
当我们结束的时候，给大家提供一点策略，就是我们有可能去做的一些事情。
This passage starts with Jesus praying all night about how God would use him the next day.
这段经文开始的是耶稣预备和祷告了一整晚，求问神要带领他到要他去做的事情。
If you notice right through the life and ministry of Jesus, he chose to hang out where broken people were.
你知道，看耶稣的整一个的事工，可以看到他是选择性的去与那一些犯罪的破碎的人同在。
And the biggest challenge is don't just address the social or the physical needs, address the sin issues too.
对我们来说还有一个挑战，就是不要只是去指出社会性的一些问题，而是直接的去说出我们这一个最根本的问题，就是罪。
As I close, I want to read a poem written by a good friend of mine.
当结束的时候，要再给大家念一首诗，是他的一个朋友写的。
And my friend Joe was a missionary in Morocco some years ago.
他的这一位朋友 Joe 就是在摩洛哥的一个宣教士
where she saw women terribly treated under the Islamic regime there.
当他看到有一个妇女是被有一个很可怜的处境在伊斯兰教的这个背景底下。
And she saw how NGOs even they didn't come to these women.Rescue. It was absolutely terrible.
很可悲的是，也没有人，没有机构可以帮助到他，没有人可以拯救到他。
Usually, in most cases, unless it was an extreme emergency, men would always get medical treatment first, and women would be last.
在那个地方，通常都是在有很紧急的情况下的时候，是男人会先得到一个紧急的救助，一些治疗，然后才轮到女的。
And she witnessed many women who gave birth, who died giving birth because they weren't allowed into hospital.
她也见证了很多的女人因为生产所难产而离开人世，因为她们没有能够及时的得到医院的援助。
And when she read this story again, she was gripped by the Holy Spirit and she wrote this moving poem.
当他就是读到那个故事的时候，他就被这一个他被圣灵感动，然后写下了这一首诗。
It's called Leaving Without Grace.
这首诗的名字叫离开，不带着恩典离开。
We are leaving without grace, just like they did when we fail to see small miracles take place.
我们离开了，没有带着任何恩典，就像他们做的一样，也没有看到，离开的时候也没有看到很多很小的一些神迹。
When we box the love of God into our invented space, when we imagine that there is not enough of grace.
我们想象并没有足够的恩典，并且将神的爱框，局限在一个我们想象出来的一个小盒子，一个空间里。
Not enough grace for the ragged, the tired, the lonely, the difficult and dirty, for the handicapped and homeless.
没有足够的恩典去给那一些，在困境当中那一些需要帮助，那些无家可归还有残疾的人。
For the masses and the multitudes that beg and cry for freedom from the devil's cold embrace.
这些人在在那个恶者的冷酷的面孔前，他们去呼喊，他们去寻求，去想要得到自由，得到释放。
It's our job to touch the world one by one, day by day, with a touch that enters their space.
这就是我们的工作，我们要去做的，每一天，每一点，一件一件的来去，可能只是一个轻微的触摸去。带领他们来到
With a look,
神的恩典中
that enters their space with all the love that is on Jesus' face.
让他们通过我们的脸可以看到耶稣。
So we never walk away and leave that woman, anybody without grace.
所以我们永远不要就这么走开了，没有留下任何的恩典，对任何的女人或者是任何人。
God bless you, thank you.
愿神祝福大家，谢谢。
Thank you, Emma. Gemma.
thank you.